I now want to play a short 4-minute video. Calvin, you have to get the volume right because it just starts immediately. Here we have a group of men singing an old song. All right? That could be what you expect it to be. But it's a group of men singing an old song. All right? And I don't know why, when I see it, when I play it, it moves me.
Are the days of Elijah declaring the word of the Lord? And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. I know these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sorrow. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun, at His trumpet call. Lift your voice, rock, hear a jubilee. Now the time is
prophetic sound? That's a prophetic song. Would you imagine American soldiers singing like that? Maybe revival day is around the corner. declaring the word of the Lord, Elijah. There is no God but Jehovah. There's no God but Jehovah. There's no God but Jehovah. There's no God but Jehovah. But what you hear and what you see and what you read denies that. Denies that. Completely denies that. Suppresses that. Shuts it down. Cuts it off. Blinds it. Darkens it. Conceals it. Blankets it. Buries it. But the prophetic voice says, there is no God but Jehovah. There is no God but Jehovah. Dry bones, now with flesh. The voice, with his word to be declared. Amen. How much we need the Holy Spirit to move and inspire us. Amen. Hence, I invite us, brothers and sisters. I am excited to sense that before this fast gets a date, when I introduce it in the first half of the year, I could not give it a date because there was Gawai, there was this Hari Raya Haji and all this celebration. How do they call people to fast? Plus my son got married, you know, like. So wait. And now maybe October we can put it. But some of you have already gone ahead and you've seen results. Lay before God the area you want him to move. Lay before him the mysteries that somehow puzzles you. Lay before him the deep desires that you might have. Lay before him. Amen. Make him number one. Praise him. Give thanks. Make him number one. Humble ourselves. Come before him. Come before him. Because in the natural, we have golden images. In the natural, we have the voice of the enemy still. But we are the ones with the victory. Hence, we cannot be found silent. We cannot be found quiet. Now, without getting too spiritual, let's just observe it. God does not have to speak through believers. He can speak through any vessel that he chooses. The hearts of kings and princesses are in his hand. Okay, then who does he speak to? I mean, if you look at the political, I remember saying this, our application for Lot 674 was kind of gathering momentum and everything was looking good. Everything was looking good. You know, I kept updates of leaders, everything. Like, what else can fail? Surely we've got it. But we didn't. At the end of the day, the decision was a long time ago. The land was earmarked for a primary school. But, like God, 34 years, no school was ever built. Can we have the land? Then recently an idea came. It might be kind of crazy. I'm not sharing this among the leaders. Why not we reapply the land and in our plan we'll build a school. We'll build a primary school. Since the land is for a primary school and in our design we've got lots of classrooms. This is real. I'm not making up. Why? Because I was behind configuring the building. There are lots of classrooms that we can use for Sunday school. You know what I mean? So Sunday school is only for Sunday, right? So, maybe we can. I don't know, it's an idea, so maybe you can fast with it and see what happens. But what it also means here is this. It would appear that whatever ground resistance, so to speak. I mean, we did not talk to the hawker man, you know, the Laksa stall or Sui Kang stall and got their opinions to help us. We spoke to the authorities. I mean, we approached the LCDA, the land survey. These are the people in the know. These are people who process these things. And the people who process these things did not say, look, you can't. Saying, well, nothing guaranteed. Final authority is up there. I take it to mean like this. That to a certain degree, the resistance is not there. To that degree, the resistance is still there. You follow me? And we're not against flesh and blood, so to speak. The resistance is still there.